So today's daf is Tes Zayim Raf, but I guess we'll start from the bottom of Tes Vavon Beis, around 10 lines up, Tanan Hasim. So the Gemara quotes a Mishnah, and Tamid, there's a lot of overlap between Yuma and Tamid in terms of the order of the Seder Hayom. So the Mishnah says as follows, Tanan Hasim, Amar Lehem HaMamuna, the Mamuna, the one who was appointed, who's in charge of the organizing the Seder Hayom in the Beis HaMikdash, he would say, Tzu viviu telemu lishchas beis hatelam. Go out and bring for us one of the teles, goat or sheep, and bring it from the beis hatelam. That was one of the chambers, was called beis hatelam. Ba'alo lishchas hatelam ha'isa b'mktsoa tzfonis maravis. And this lishchas hatelam is found in the northwestern corner. Varba lishchos hayusham. And there, in fact, there were four lishchos in that corner. What were the four lishchos? Lishchas Hatlaim, which as we mentioned where they would get the Teleh for the carbon tamid. Va'achas Lishchas, I'll just may as well add some Rashi's in without reading inside. Rashi's and Lishchas Hatlaim, they always had six Tlam there waiting. And the six Tlam, based on the Gemara, we actually saw in Pesachim that they always had to have a din of Bikur. They had to check the Tlam, make sure there's no Mum. So they always had six backup Tlam there waiting. They would take one for that day, and then they'd replace it with another one. That would come from Lishchas HaTlam. That was one of the chambers that were there. Achas Lishchas HaChosmos was the area where they had the signatures, the stamps, when you had to go buy the Nesach and you needed a certain amount of wine to be used, they go to this place and receive the stamp to go. You pay the money, you get a stamp, and then you take that stamp and you go buy the actual wine. And then Achas Lishchas Beis HaMukad, one of them is called Beis HaMukad. Does Rashi tell us what it is here? I don't think so. Oh, maybe towards the bottom here. Rashi says, yeah. It was a very small lishcha. It was just a small opening which opened up to a larger area, but doesn't say exactly if there was a purpose for it. And achas, the fourth chamber, lishchas she'osim ba'lechem panim, the place where they actually...
So it's just like a fire there.
Exactly. Gemara in Shabbos says... Exactly.
Warm up the Quran, like walk barefoot.
Exactly. That's according to Rabbeinu Hananel's understanding in Shabbos. I think there's a different opinion also on the Rashi and Tamid, if I remember correctly. Right. And then the fourth chamber was alechem apanim, the... a place where they would base Bar Garmu, that was the family name, that would make the lechem upon him. So these are the four lishkos found in this northwestern corner of the Beis HaMikdash. So after presenting that, the Gemara asks the following question. Urminu, we're going to bring a Mishnah from Midos. Midos is the very last Masechta of all Seder Kachim. And right before, the Talmud and Midos are right next to each other. So the Talmud gives us one impression. Now Masechta Midos is going to give another impression. What does the Mishnah say there? Urminu. Arba lishchos hayu lebeis hamukad. There were four different chambers of beis hamukad. Kiktunios, like small areas, hapsuchos, the traklin, that opened up into a larger area. Shtayim b'kodesh, two of these chambers of beis hamukad were in kodesh area, and shtayim b'cholin, two of them were in chol area. Rashi pispasim avdilin ben hakodesh l'chol. There were these almost markers. I kind of imagine when you go through like the Midtown Tunnel, they have those little things in between. I once had a, exactly like this type of thing. I had a Talmud once, who once took a date through Midtown Tunnel, not really, doesn't have very good peripheral vision, so he's driving Midtown Tunnel, starts hitting the side, like, boop, 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 along the side. So I get, that's the impression I have of these little, lines in between. Part of it was Kodesh, and part of it was Chol. So,
did you hear that from the Talmud or from the date?
The Talmud told me that. They ended up getting married, and everything worked out. I guess he handled pressure very well. So he had these Rashi Pispasim, these little dividers in between. Half of two of these chambers were in Kodesh, two of these chambers were in Chol. So Mahayu Mishamshos,
they were a piece of wood.
They were wooden things. Yeah. They were in the plastic.
Right, they were plastic.
They didn't have plastic at those times. So they were Mahayu Mishamshos. What would each of these four chambers be used for, says the Mishnah Midos? So Maravis Dromis, the southwestern one, Hi HaLishchas Tli HaKarbon. That was, I think, the same thing as Beis HaTelaim. And then he had the Dromis Mizrachis, the southeast. So I'm just trying to get an idea here. This chamber was found, the southern part of the chamber was in Kodesh. It was on top, it was on the northern part of the Beis HaMikdash. Let's say this is the east. Is there a larger picture of it? No. Yeah, right here. So this is the northern part of the Beis HaMikdash, and this is where the four chambers were. So the south of the chamber were in Kodesh, and the north of the chambers were outside the Beis HaMikdash. So that's where the division went. You probably have that also, right?
So which of them were in all those?
Yeah. So this is the north part. So these two were in Kodesh, these two were in Chol. So one of those are the Beis HaTelaim. the southeastern one, right? That's the southwest. I mean, this one would be the Beis Shlom, and this next one, the southeast. That was a picture over here.
Cool.
Nice 3D.
Doors going into the, this is 3D. Next thing I have you put your camera on, and it's going to show a video.
Do they see these pictures in the front here? These are just regular pictures.
No, you can go on a tour, 360 tour.
I have that. I have a video like that, a tour of the Beis HaMikdash with Riga 3D. Some like pictures like that, but 3D, like it looks like you're walking into
So awesome. Okay. Then the Dromis Mizrachi is the southeastern one, which is also in Kodesh. He lishchas shayu osim ba lechem upon him. That's where they made the lechem upon him. So those two seem to align with the Mishnah and Talmud right now. Now, where it starts to change is Mizrachis Sfonis, the northeastern lishcha, which is now in Chol area, ba gunzu beis chashmonai, very apropos for this week, avnei mizbeach. That's where the Chashmonaim hid the parts of the Mizbeach Sheshiksu Malchei Yavam that the Greeks had broken. They, for some reason, kept them.
That they defiled.
Right.
They defiled them, so they.
Right. Rashi Shehiktu Aleil Avodas Kochavim B'Mikdash. They used it for Avodah Zarah worshipping. That they kept in this northeastern chamber. And then Tzvonis Meravis, the last one, the northwestern chamber, which was also in Chol, Ba Yordin LeBeis HaTfila, that's where the Kohen Gadol would go to the Beis HaTfila. Okay, so I think that if the Kohen Gadol, I think it says maybe later on, the Kohen Gadol, if he wakes up and finds himself to be Kari, that's the Beis HaTfila he would go into. So it comes out here, we see there's a difference. The Mishnah in Talmud told us that two Lishchos were, that we didn't mention, was Beis HaMukad and Chosmos. Well, this says two of the Lishchos was Beis Chashmonai and the Beis HaTfila. So I'm a Rav Huna. Rav Huna answers, Man Tanil Midos, who is the author of Maseches Midos? Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. So how do we know Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is the author? That is very interesting. I don't know if we see anywhere else that we tell us who the author of the mission is. Usually we see Rebbe is the author of all the Mishnayos, and he just organizes it. We find for the first time, I think, that there's a unique author to Midos, and we also found that there's a unique author to Maseches Yuma we saw a couple days ago. That was Rabbi Shimon ben Rishuha Isha Metzapeh. Here we have Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov as the author of Maseches Midos. The Tanan, the Mishnah tells us in Midos, Ezra Sanashim, Haisa Orech Mea Vishloshim V'chamesh, Al Rocha Mea Shloshim V'chamesh. The area of the Ezra Sanashim was 135 Amos by 135 Amos. Anyone wants to see, I have it in mind, you probably have it in yours in front. This is Ezra Sanashim outside the, this is the Beis HaMikdash, the further part. This is Ezra Sanashim out here. 135 by 135. And then, Arba Lishchos Hayuba, Bedalad Miktosah. There were four chambers at the corners of each of the Ezes Nashim. Umahayu Mishamshos. What were each of these chambers for? Dromis Mizrachis, the southeast one over here. He Lishchos HaNizirin. Over here, rather. Southeast was Lishchos HaNizirin. Shesham Nizirim Mivashlan Eshal Mehen. There, the Nazir would be, he would cook his shlamim. One of the Nazir, after completing his Naziris, he would bring a few karbanos. I think three different karbanos. He'd bring an ola, a shlamim, and a chatas, I believe. So there, he would cook his shlamim. Umegalchen sarin, he would shave his hair in this place in the Lishchos Nazirim. Umeshalchen tachas adod, he would throw his hair underneath the fire cooking the shlamim there. It would be used as fuel for the fire. And that's what took place in Lishchos HaNazirim. Yeah. Someone told me when you burn hair, it smells very, very bad. Is that true?
I don't know. I guess so.
Oh, so I guess it gives some flavor to the meat you're eating. Smoked. Okay, that was the southeast lishka. Mizrach Tzfonis, the northeastern lishka in the Ezes Nashim. He haisa lishka's deer ha'etzim. Shisham kohanim ba'alim humim omdim the ba'alim mum. Kohanim, who came from the Kohen family but had a ba'alim mum, whatever it might be, a number of ba'alim mum are listed, so they couldn't do the avoda, so they were charged with the responsibility of matlin be'etzim. They would check the etzim. Why? Right. Shekol etz sheyesh bo tolas pasul gavim mizbech. Any wood that had a worm in it, it would be pasul and they'd disqualify it. They had to check every piece of wood that went on top of the mizbech. And then Tzfonis Maravis, the northwestern corner, Amar Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, Shechachdi, did I skip a line? Sorry. Yeah. Tzfonis Maravis, he haisa lishchas ha-mitzoraim, was the area of the mitzoraim. So mitzoraim, the din is, that mitzora, when they came to be tahor, they have to come to this gate here, this lishcha, and have the blood sprinkled onto their thumbs and their big toes. So they weren't allowed to entirely enter into the Beis HaMikdash, but they had to just stick their hands and feet inside. So this was the lishka they would actually go into. We'll discuss this in a couple weeks, maybe in a week or so. The Gemara talks in depth a little bit more about the idea of the Mitzorah, what goes on here at this lishka. And then the fourth one, the Maravis Dromus, the southwestern corner, Amar Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Shechachti Mahayis HaMishameshes, I forgot what it was used for. This is a great muster here. It reminds you that Rashi, one of the first Rashis in Brachos, in the first couple of weeks, so Rashi said, I don't know what it means. And I don't know Pshat in the Gemara. And Rabbi Kivi Eger on the side, Gilian Ashas, says, he quotes 20, 30 other places that Rashi says, I don't know. And here you find the end, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov saying, I don't know the answer, I forgot what it was. So who in the right mind would ever publish a sefer saying, I don't know what the answer is? No one would. They would never want to,
But this is even more honest. It says, I forgot.
Yeah,
Rashi says, I can't figure it out. We all understand. But, hey, you forgot. You're right. Supposed to be, accounting on you.
Exactly. So it's real muster. It's, some things we don't understand, some things we forget, and we're human. And it's okay to admit forgetting something, not knowing something. It comes along Abba Shaul to the rescue, and Amar, Bahaya Nosen Yain Vishemen. That's where they would give out the wine and the oil. It was called Beis Shmonai, called the House of the Oil. Now they discuss why it's called the House of the Oil as opposed to House of the Wine, because they say there's actually more oil given out than wine. That's why. But that's the area where they would receive the oil and the wine for the base, for the karbanos. Okay, so after saying all this, though, we see... So the fact that we... Yeah?
Chashmonoi and Shmonoi, it's like the whole miracle with the Chashmonoi was the oil. So their name is.
So what they say is the number 8, of course, is big. Chashmonoi, the first letter is Ches, is 8. The rest of the word is Shmonoi. The word Shemen comes from Shmona. All those things, Shemen, Shmona, and Chashmonoi, are all very much related. They're all connected. And that's, you say Shmonoi, you're seeing it from here. The word Shmonoi, that's Mamish, that's what picked you up on it. Uh-huh. So, they say from here that this whole Mishnah, the very fact, you see, look at Rashi higher up, it's around 8 narrow lines down in Rashi. It says, Amar Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Shechachti, Michlal Dereisha de Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Kamarla. And Rabbi Elazar says, I forgot what it is, implies that he said the entire statement. The entire Mishnah was authored by Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. We're saying the entire Maseches Midos was authored by Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. So, although we presented in the beginning, there was a dispute, or at least a discrepancy between the Mishnah and Midos, the Mishnah and Talmud, what the different functions of the Lishkos were called, we're saying they're two different authors. There's some author of Maseches Yuma, Maseches Talmud, which we don't know who it is yet, and there's another author of Maseches Midos, which is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and that explains the discrepancies. So Gemara says further, Hachanami Mistaver. This is also quite logical. The Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, he is the author. Now the Mishnah is going to go on I explain a lot of different measurements. You have to bear with me. In my Gemara I have at home, when I learned this Gemara, I actually drew an outline of all the different, we'll see, like these types of diagrams we have here in the Gemaras. We're going to start discussing the different heights from the Har Bayis up until the base of Mikdash. That's what we're going to discuss now. So in my Gemara, I couldn't follow, so I have this type of model that I drew.
Schematic.
Right. So let's take it step by step now. So we're saying it's quite logical that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is the author of Midos. How do we know this? Because the Mishnah says further, the Tanan, the Mishnah of Midos says, Kol HaKsalim Shehayu Sham, all the walls that were in the Beis HaMikdash, Gvoin, were very tall. Gvoin, there are 20 amos high. The Gemara didn't tell us, but it's Rashi tells us it's 20 amos high, which is also connected to Hanukkah as well. They can't be more than 20 amos. So, Chutz Mikosa Mizrachi, except for the eastern gate. The eastern gate was the main entrance. The main entrance, the wall, was actually a bit lower. Why? Shakon Esorif Esapara, Omid Bahar Mishcha. So the Kohen, who we spoke of already, went to the Har Mishcha. This is the very first daf of Yuma. He'd go to the Har Mishcha. There, he would burn the para on that mountain. Umechavin, he would pay attention, V'roe Kneged Pischa Shel Heichal, B'shas Hazas Adam. When he began to sprinkle the blood of the Paraduma, he would look across from the mountain all the way down into the Pischei, into the area opening of the Heichal. So, before we go into the dimensions, so for him to be on the mountain, to be able to see into the Kodesh, into the Kachim, there has to be a wall that's low enough that he can be able to see over the wall into the Heichal. Because if the whole thing is high, a very high wall, he wouldn't be able to see inside. So Mar is going to discuss now how we see the different levels that he was able to see peer into the Heichal. Tanan. The Mishnah further says in Midos, and this is actually, in Midos, Kol Psachim Shahayusham, all the entrances govern Eser Amos, were 20 Amos high, the Rochman Eser Amos, and were 10 Amos wide. The Tanan Lifnim Imeno, Sareg. In front of it was a Sareg. In front of the what? Let's go through the Rashis here. Let's see. In front of the eastern gate was a little fence called the Sorig. I'm trying to see if I have it here. Do I have a picture of it? Okay. So there's a little fence in front of the eastern gate. V'tnan lefnim v'menu, in front of that was a hachel. Eser Amos was 10 Amos wide, long rather. U'shtem asrei malos hayusham, they were 12 stairs. Romala, it went up Chatsiyama. The stair was half an amma high. The Shulcha, the plateau, the platform was Chatsiyama, went half an amma. Half an amma up, half an amma across. And then there were, so let's see if we could follow this in the diagram here. So again, the eastern gate was outside the Ezes Nashim. Now, beyond that, there were, in front of the Ezes Nashim, there was a Chel, which was referred to the area of the steps down. So the steps down was a half amma across, half amma up. So there were 12 of those. So that turns out to be 6 amos wide and 6 amos high. Because 12 times a half would end up being 6 amos. So let's see for a second here. So we're saying the chel was 10 amos. Should have brought my Gemara from home. Let's see how this works out for a second. Yeah. There are 10 amos that were just open. I'm sorry. And beyond that, there are 10 amos that were just flat area. And then there were 12 amos, 12 stairs that went up a half an amma, up half an amma across. Yeah. And then there are tezvav malos, olos mitocha, hayurdos me'ezis Yisrael, ezis nashim. Then there are 15 stairs, which are actually corresponding to the 15 Shir Malos we have in Tilim, which went from the Ezes Yisrael to Ezes Nashim. I'll show you all in here, if anyone wants to look inside. So,
what do you mean 15 Shir Malos?
There are 15 Shir Malos that we say in Tilim.
14.
The 14, the 15.
Sure.
Yeah, pretty sure. Pretty sure the 15. So they correspond to these, right? Is that 15? Anyone know?
I'm pretty sure.
So,
that's what it says. That's 13 and a half amos.
Which one? In your diagram?
Yeah, it's 146 to 136 to
150. I have here. So if we're going from back, we're going from the outside of the base of Mikdash. First you have the gate, the eastern gate. Then there's 10 amos. Let's start again from the... Let's go again from two Y lines down. From Tanan. Kol hapsachem shayusham govin esen mama. So the last gate was 20 amos high. It's the gate into the Har Bayis, I guess. And then there was Rochon Eser Amos. Fine. Tan Lifnimi Menu, Sorig. There was a Sorig. V'tanan Lifnimi Menu, Hachel Eser Amos. The Chel was 10 Amos in front of the Sorig. So the Sorig, in other words, was 10 Amos from the gate. And then, what's the Chel? So the Chel was Shtemese Malos Hayusham. There are 12 Amos of the Chel, which was Romala Chatzi Amma V'Shilcha Chatzi Amma. Half Amma up, half amma across.
Why we need to do that?
Why we need to know this? Because the Kohen from the burning the para had to be able to see across all the way into the Heichal.
To the diagram.
Exactly. So we're going through the dimensions here in the Gemara. So the Sori was 6 amos across and 6 amos up, if you're following the diagram. And then after that, there was Tes Vav Malos, Olos Mitocha Yordos, Mi Ezes Yisrael, Ezes Nashim. There were 15.
Was that Shilcha? Or the depth?
Yeah, the depth. And there were 15 stairs that went from the Ezes Nashim to Ezes Yisrael. So we had the Ezes Nashim was already 135, we said, right? That took us 135 amos across. And then we went up 15 stairs. Each stair now was Romala Chati Amma, Veshilcha Chati Amma. It was also half amma up, half amma across. So that's 15 malos. That's 7.5 amos across, 7.5 amos up. So now, right now, we're totaling, from all the stairs, we're totaling, we're 13.5 amos from the ground level. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now...
I'm saying you get 13 and a half.
Because we had a total of, so we had 12 stairs before, each was a half amma up.
Right,
that's six amma.
Right, now
we have
15.
Seven, 15, right, but each are a half, that's 7.5 ammas up.
It's
total is 13.5.
Total. Oh, it's total.
Right. We're more concerned right now with the height as opposed to the length.
Okay.
Then Tanan, then it says, Bein ha'ulam l'mizbeach, between the grand hallway and the mizbeach, were chaf beiz amma, 22 ammas. V'shem esvei malos ha'yusham, those who had 12 stairs. Sham, Rom Mala Chatzi Amma, Vishilcha Chatzi Amma. We're also half up, half across. That should give us 6 Amos. That's totaling 19.5 total. Right? 19.5. The Tanan further, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Mala Haisa Sham, Vigavo Amma, Viduchen Nosen Aleh. There was an extra step where there's a Duchen, where the Levim would stand on top of them during the singing. And Bo Shlosh Malos, Shechatzi Amma. And they each had 3 stairs, which had an amma each, totaling 1.5. So let's see, that should give us a total of 21 then.
It says 20.5.
Right, so how do we get 20.5? The mala was an amma high. I think the 3 stairs that wasn't part of the regular count. I think it's an amma high. So we're adding an amma from the duchen, the height of the duchen. Like in my picture here, I'm trying to see where the duchen is. Here's a picture of the duchen. Yeah, see that. So 19, there's a duchen. The Ezra's quantum is a, that's called the duchen. That's a amma high. I'm not sure where the 3 stairs are coming from.
According to Rabbi Elazar, it was 20.5. According to Chachamim, it's 19.5. Which one are they missing? They don't count this little step. They don't count that little step.
I see. Okay, I see what's going on now. So according to, let's say the Chachamim, the Tanakama, there's 19.5. Forgetting Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, there's 19.5. So if the Kohen was at the Har Mishcha, he was able to look through the Shar Mizrach, the eastern gate, which is 20 amas high, and he could see that extra half an amma above to see the entrance to the Heichal, the bottom of the Heichal. That's like, for me, the bottom picture here. He could see directly the half an amma, but he was able to see the bottom of the Heichal all the way through. Comes along, Rabbi Zabran Yaakov, he says, no, because there was an extra amma that was for the Duchening, making it 20.5. So if you had the 20 amos entrance, you wouldn't be able to see the bottom of the Heichal, because that's 20 almost and a half up. It wouldn't be able to be seen that way. So for that reason, the Gemara says, now, I amris bishlma Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, if he is the author, hainu d'ichse le pischei. Now I see that it's covered, the entrance of the Heichal is covered, because it's 20.5 almost high. So therefore, we understand why the kosel hamizrachi had to be higher. It was larger than any other kosel. Every other Pesach, every other opening was had to, this one was lower, or higher. We said
lower.
So lower. Okay, you saw over the Pesach. Right. All the other Pesachim were 20 amos high. The eastern gate had to be lower to be able to see over the Pesach to enter into the Kodesh Kedoshim, into the look into the Heichal. If you say Rabbanon is the authors of Maseches Midos, you have a half an amma still between the 19.5 and 20 amos to see inside Pischa Begaveh, to see the entrance into the Heichal. Why would the gate, eastern gate, be any different size than anything else? It's enough to have the eastern gate also 20 amos high like any other gate. So it must be the fact that it has to be less than 20 amos, the eastern gate is less than 20 amos high. It must be that it's the author, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, because he thinks that the Heichal is 20.5 amos high, and therefore he wouldn't be able to see it. Elav Shema Amina concludes the Gemara of this piece, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, he must be the author. Says the Gemara now, the bottom, 2 lines up. You have Adabar Abba Amar. Hamani, who was the author of this? Author of what? That the eastern gate was very low, which we thought was Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. He says, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda is the author of this, that the eastern gate was lower down. Which Rabbi Yehuda? The Tani, the Brisa tells us, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer HaMizbeach Mimutza V'Omeid B'Emtza Azara. The Mizbeach, there's Machlokes, where exactly in the Azara was the Mizbeach stationed? So Rabbi Yehuda was of the opinion that it was stationed smack in the middle of the Azara. V'Shloshim U'Shtayim Amos Hayula. It was 32 Amos wide. Eser Amos Kineged Pischel Shel Heichel. So the, let's see if I have a good diagram for people. It's not so much a good diagram from this angle. So the center of the, going straight into the base of Mikdash, the center was the entrance into the hallway. So this Mizbeach was stationed in the middle of the Azara. It blocked 10 Amos of the 32 wide Mizbeach. 10 Amos was Kineged, the 10 Amos in the entrance. And then Yud-Alf Amam Tafon, Yud-Alf Amam Ladarum. Now 11 Amos were to the, this is not a good diagram, this is a good diagram here. This is the entrance into the Heichal, into the Kodesh, in the Kodesh Kodesh. So here the Mizbeach was in the center, smack in the middle. So it was 32 Amos wide. So 10 Amos corresponded to the entrance into the Kodesh here. And then 11 sticking to the side, 11 sticking to the side, 11 plus 11 plus 10 gives us the total of 32 Amos wide. Nims Mizbeach Mechavin Kineged Heichal V'Kosov. It turns out that Mizbeach was smack in the middle. Okay. So we're trying to prove it, that Rabbi Yehuda is the author of the Mishnah Maseches Midos. How?
Rabbi Yehuda, the Mizbeach is blocking.
So therefore what?
You have to look over. If you looked through the gate, you would see the Mizbeach, and you wouldn't get to see through the...
So that's why... What?
That's why it has to be lower.
This is a different opinion now.
It says it's Rabbi Yehuda. That's why he's saying... That's Rabbi Yehuda is the author of the Mishnah.
Right, but now it's a different approach. A different approach thinks Rabbi Yehuda is really the author. So since it's smack in the middle, what? So since it's smack in the middle, the Gemara continues. Now, v'isak adaitach midos Rabbi Yehuda, mizbeach be'emtza azara mi mishkach hazla. Is it really possible to say that mizbeach was mamish in the center of the azara? V'hatanan, doesn't it tell us that kol ha'azara ha'isa orech mea? Ushmonim v'sheva. It was 187 wide by arochav mea ushloshim v'chamish by 135. Now mizrach lemar from the east to the west mea the ushmonim v'sheva makom drisa ragli Yisrael. Let's try to get this for a second. Do I have a diagram here of this as well? Let's see this. Is there?
There's a diagram.
Yes, I have it here. So it's 187, the entire Azara, from the beginning of the Azara to the back of the Kodesh Kodesh. And that was all 187. And that was the length of it, from entering to going all the way to the back.
Width was the 135.
Exactly, width was 135. So let's do this again now. So again, Kolaha Azara Haisa Orech Mea Ushmon Meshev. It was 187 from front entrance to the end. Rochav, the width was Mea Ushloshim V'chamesh. That was consistent, 135 throughout. Mina Mizrach Lamar from the east to the west. That was 135. Mina Mizrach Lamar of Mea Vishmonim Visheva. From east to west, entering in till the west, to the back of where the Aron was, that was 187 from beginning of the end to the base of Mikdash. Now, Malkum Drusus Ragli Yisrael. The area where the Yisrael was able to be in the Azara was Yud Alf Amos. With the first 11 of Amos into the base of Mikdash was where the coin, the Yisrael could be. That's the first 11. Then after that, there was Malkum Drusus Ragli Koanim Yud Alf Amos. That was another 11 Amos. And then, that total is 22 right now. Mizbeach, Shloshim Vishtaim, Beina Ulam, was 32. That gives us a total of, what, 54 now. Bein Ha'ulam Mizbeach, the area that was open between the Mizbeach and the hallway, Esim Vishtaim, that's 22. That gives us 76 now. V'Hachechel itself was Mea Amah, that's 176. And Yudalf Amah, Achori Beis HaKaporis, behind the Kaporis was 11, that's 187. Now, min hadorum letzafon, from north to south, or south to north, that's the width, mea v'shloshim v'chamesh, that was 135. So let's figure this out now. Hakevesh, the ramp, v'mizbeach, that was a total, each were 32, or maybe it was 32 and 30, that total is shishim v'shtaim, that's 62. Because the mizbeach was 32, the kevesh was 30. Min mizbeach letabaos, from the mizbeach to the rings, used to have the animals tied up in the rings, to shech them, that was Ches Amos, that total 70. Mokum HaTabalos, the actual area of the Tabalos was Esim Arba, that was 24. That gives us, what are we holding now, at 94. And then Minatabos, the Shulchanos, that area between the rings until the tables were Arba were 40, or 4 rather. That gives us, where are we holding now? I just lost count already. We had 62, 70, 94, 98, okay, 98 now. Now, Shachanos, the ninasim, from the area of the tables to these ninasim, were what?
The
these
amudim.
The amudim, the different pillars.
So that was. That was the pillars to for the, to flay the
the animals?
Hide to flay the okay. hide of the korbanos things to put them on and.
Okay, so that's another four. That's 102 we're up to now? You're 102, I think. Me'an inasim l'kosel Ezra ches. That's 110, Amos. But Moser, ben akevesh l'kosel, the other area, u'makam inasim, was the remaining. Everything else was left on the southern part of things. So that's all the different measurements of the Azara according to Nav Isaac Adaitach Midos Rabbi Yehudahi Mizbeach Be'em Azara Mi Meshkachasla Haruba de Mizbeach Bedarim Kai. So how are you going to find it? That's Mamish in the center. Most of the Mizbeach actually is found in the south. Based on those measurements that we presented, let's see if I can find the different. The way it works, if you do all the math from the Ninasim and the Shechanos and the Tabaos, so that ends up covering half of the Mizbeach, half of the, the area, like over here. What turns out is the other, the bottom half of the Azara, most of the Mizbeach was in the bottom half. It didn't actually line up smack in the middle of the Azara, according to these measurements. So what does this all tell us? It's supposed to be rejection, that's not supposed to be Rabbi Yehuda? Yeah, that was all a question.
Right, it can't be Rabbi Yehuda. This is interesting. He keeps on saying that not that all the Mishnayos and Midos are Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Lazar. Saying just the Mishnayos are Stimos.
The Stam Mishnayos.
The regular Mishnayos are Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, but the Stam Mishnayos who they are. He keeps on saying that over and over. Trying to figure out who those Stam Mishnayos are. So going to this, it's a Mechatan. It's a Kashan, Rabbi Yehuda. How could it be Rabbi Yehuda? We just said it was Rabbi Yehuda, and this point to where we learn now, where most of the Mizbeach is in the south, it can't be Rabbi Yehuda. That's the Kasha.
Okay. Let's backtrack for a second. So we wanted to say, Rav Ad Bar Ahava came along and said, Rabbi Yehuda must be the author of Meseches Midos. And the reason we said before was because Rabbi Yehuda held Mizbeach was in the center. And once it's in the center, it's going to block the vision. So if that's the case, how does that tell us he's the author of Meseches Midos? Because the fact that it had to be lower down, that you would have to see over the Pesach and over the Mizbeach. Because if you wanted to see through the Pesach, the Mizbeach is right there in the middle, blocking the door. You have to therefore peer over the Pesach. Then the Gemara says, if you really think it's true that Yehuda is the author, if you do all the math, so when we say that when the 135, let's say this is the Azara right now. The Azara is going to be, let's say this is Beis HaMikdash. So you walk in the Eastern Gate, here's the big Mizbeach, and there's the menorah and the shulchan and the small mizbeach, and deeper there inside is the aron and the kodesh kedushim. So the width we said is 135. So doing the 135, doing the math, we said you had the ninasim, which were the pillars, you had the tables, you had the tabals, and we did all the math. And then the mizbeach ended up being over, starting over here and going to over here. This is the halfway down. According to Yehuda, it should be over here. But the math we just did, the midos, ends up being over here, shifted most of it in the darom. So this clearly proves that Rabbi Yehuda can't be the author of the Mishnah because it's not exactly in the center of the Azara. So Ella, the Gemara, therefore concludes to finish off on Yuzayim and Aleph, the top two lines. Ella lav shmamina, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakovi, shmamina. It must be that Rabbi Yehuda can't be the author because he does not go with the other Stam Mishnah that does the calculations. It must therefore be Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov who held that the doing the calculations from the bottom of Har Bais to, or at least the bottom of the Beis Hamikdash to the Heichal, was 20 and a half amos. Not 19 and a half amos, but 20 and a half amos. If the Azara entrance to the Eastern Gate was 20 amos high, you would not be able to see into the Heichal because it's 20 and a half amos. Therefore, the Azara's Pesach was lower. So the Kohen, who's burning the Par Adum on the top of Har Mishkan, was able to look over the gate, not through the gate, but over the gate into the entrance of the Heichal to be Mechavin, whatever the Dinim are, that he has to look into the Heichal when performing the Dinim of Par Adum.
So all three wrote their opinion in regards to the setup. But because it makes sense with Rabbi Eliezer, so he's the author?
That means to begin, all three.
Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eliezer, Hamim. had an opinion on how was the setup, right. the gates and the heights, and all three mentioned the dimensions, right?
Right.
And Rabbi Eliezer, he's the one that makes sense in regards to his calculations, to his numbers.
Well, not make sense. No. They all make sense. There was a mission that said that the eastern gate had to be lower. So who authored that? So according to the Chachamim, they said it didn't have to be lower because they only had 19 and a half amos up. So it was enough if the eastern gate was 20 amos high, that would be sufficient for him to see that half an amos opening. But there is a mission that says the eastern gate had to be lower. So who is the opinion? It couldn't be Chachamim. They didn't need it to be lower. So it must be someone else who thinks there's something obstructing the view. So first we say it's Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov because since he held the height was 20 and a half amos, looking through a 20 amos gate won't help you see into the Heichal. So he must have held the eastern gates was lower to see over. Gemara tries suggesting that there's another opinion out there, Rabbi Huda, who talks about a different concept, about the Mizbeach being in the center of the Azara. Some say it was in the center, some say it was in the north, some say it was in the south. Rabbi Huda held it was in the center. If it's in the center, it's blocking the vision looking through the gate. So they held, it must be that the eastern gate was lower. And he saw over it, and he said it couldn't be Rabbi Huda, can't be the author of Midos, although it makes sense that he would also require a lower eastern gate. He can't author Mishnah and Midos because there are other Mishnahs and Midos which he does not go well with. And therefore we're left there, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov must be the author of all Masechus Midos, all the Stam Mishnahs at least.
Because he was right.
Well, not that they were right, it was their consistency. Right. No, yeah. They're all right in their own way. It all works out however it works out with them. We're trying to get consistency with other Mishnahs.
Yeah, with other Mishnahs.
Right. So Rabbi Huda would say, no, he held that the Mizbeach was in the center. The Mishnah Tamid and Mishnah Midos tells us it was to the south. He held it was in the center. So Rabbi Huda is allowed to argue in the Mishnah Midos. He just didn't author the Mishnah Midos. He has a different opinion. Not that he's wrong, but just he can't be the author of Midos. Okay, so we'll stop here. Tomorrow's daf is quite short, at least the beginning, it looks.